From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. It's Tuesday, August 6th. Coming up, we'll learn about new reports showing big swaths of northern Illinois have a lack of mental and behavioral health providers for children. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Bangladeshi students in Champaign were struggling to reach their families during communication blackouts this weekend. IPM's May Ansar has more.
The Associated Press reports students in Bangladesh have been protesting for weeks over limited job opportunities. At their peak, the regime cut off mobile and internet access, causing students at the University of Illinois to lose contact with their families. Nusrat Chowdhury was in Bangladesh during the protests in 2018. Now she's in Champaign.
It's been the same for every one of us, like from all over the country, people all over the world who are not in Bangladesh. We are suffering much more because we don't know whether our families are doing right or not.
The longest blackout was over a week long. There was another short blackout on Sunday. Early Monday morning, Bangladeshi students found out the country's prime minister had resigned and fled the country. Now there are worries of civil unrest following the resignation. May Antar, IPM News.
In the wake of 36-year-old Sonia Massey's killing, her family, as well as criminal justice experts, are calling for police reform. Mawa Iqbal reports.
In Illinois, police officers can lose their license to work based on misconduct complaints. But University of Chicago professor Sharon Fraley says it's a problem that these complaints are investigated by the officer's own agency.
State needs to go ahead and commit the resources to conducting these investigations themselves, as opposed to worrying, referring the matters back to the law enforcement agency that employs the officer.
Massey was fatally shot in her home by former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who had numerous complaints of misconduct while working at previous agencies. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Kamala Harris presidential campaign is tapping some Illinois Republicans to help her get into office. Alex Degman has more.
Republicans for Harris was launched over the weekend. The Sun-Times reports former Congressman Adam Kinzinger and Joe Walsh have joined. So have former Governor Jim Edgar and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. They're trying to appeal to more moderate Republican voters who are turned off by Donald Trump. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says, good, they need those votes.
I think it's very helpful. There are many Republicans, and many of them voted in the primary against Donald Trump, who don't believe he's the future of their party or should be. When they express that publicly, it strengthens Kamala Harris.
Republicans for Harris also includes former Trump administration officials like Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. I'm Alex Degman.
A new study looks at the impact of a statewide order allowing pharmacists to dispense naloxone without a prescription. Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports the study suggests the overdose reversal drug still isn't widely available in Illinois.
Mai Tuet Pho is with University of Chicago Medicine. She led the study and says it focused on pharmacies registered for the standing order in 2019.
There's no law requiring that they keep in stock. We found that only 53% of those calls resulted in, oh yeah, we carry that. Yes, we have it in stock. And sure, it's okay if you don't have a prescription.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says the order gives an open prescription across all pharmacies, and Narcan, a specific brand of naloxone, is available over the counter. IDPH opioid dashboard data shows there were more than 3,200 fatal opioid and heroin overdoses in 2022. Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEC News.
Still to come, learn about new reports showing a lack of mental and behavioral health providers for children in big swaths of northern Illinois. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, the real inventor of the game that would become Monopoly was Lizzie McGee, and she was born right here in Macomb, Illinois. We'll talk about her life and legacy with the author of a book on the history of Monopoly. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. New reports show that big swaths of northern Illinois have a lack of mental and behavioral health providers for children. Peter Medlin has the story.
A pediatrician notices that a young child is struggling and needs mental health support like a psychologist. They make a referral and the child gets support. Simple as that, right? Advocates say, if only. They say there are many steps in the process where they lose families. After you realize your child needs help, you could spend months on a wait list to see a mental health provider. The nearest therapist might be an hour or two away, and maybe your insurance doesn't cover it, or you finally see someone, but then the therapist quits because there aren't enough providers, and high turnover and burnout are common.
Now you have to start over, because you have to build that trust with that therapist.
That's Lou Ann Hayes. She's a regional council manager with Birth to Five Illinois, a state initiative analyzing early childhood needs across the state. And her region covers Stevenson, Carroll, and Joe Davies counties. And Birth to Five's new report focuses on access to mental and behavioral health providers.
It's very sad. We are inadequate with the needs of our community.
Hayes says that's the headline. There are simply not enough mental health providers, from clinics to schools to hospitals. And that creates a series of other issues that compound stress for families right from the beginning. She says most people get referrals from their pediatrician or their child's doctor. But in her three-county region, there is only one pediatrician and over 5,000 children. So that can make it harder to catch a developmental delay or a mental health concern. Livia Bain is another regional council manager, and her region includes Boone and Winnebago counties. And she says because of the lack of providers, once you get that referral, then you start waiting. It could take months just to get a screening to figure out what kind of therapy they need. And the waits are long, even if the child's mental health situation is very serious.
When you're in a crisis, you may find yourself waiting between 2 and up to 6 months for your child to be seen, to have the referral even met, or to actually sit down, you know, with a healthcare provider and then to come up with a plan.
Lindsay McDaniel knows this too well. She's a Freeport teacher with 5 children, some of whom have gone through mental health crises.
We got on the list for the Research Triangle of Chicago for a psychological exam. Our appointment was booked 9 months out. 9 months. I mean, how devastating as a parent to know with these explosive, disastrous behaviors that are turning your house upside down that you have 9 months to wait before you're even going to have testing. After the testing's done, they have 60 more days to fill out the paperwork.
And after all of that, you might find a therapist or a psychiatrist, but depending on where you live, they might not be close. McDaniel's had that issue too, coming from Freeport.
I exhausted everything from Stevenson County into Winnebago County, even into the Chicago area. And we just really struggled to find help that was making any kind of long-term difference.
Hayes says she's seen people have to drive to Madison or Peoria to see a provider. That could be impossible for some families without reliable transportation. And many do offer telehealth services, but not many are willing to make the trip up to Northwest Illinois. Now, say you've connected with a professional in your area, and insurance could still throw a wrench in the process. It can be a challenge to find providers who take state-funded insurance, and the level of mental health services available is often based on the tier of insurance you have. Livia Bain says that's definitely true for public insurance like Medicare, but also for private coverage.
Those co-pays just add up over time and become very financially prohibitive to seeking the services.
And when the short staff providers burn out and leave, the process starts all over again. So they say the situation is rough, but what can be done? Bain says local investment can help. In 2020, Winnebago County voters approved a half-cent sales tax to fund mental health services, and so far, more than $20 million has been distributed to over 40 providers. And she says that's helped reach more people who need services, but they haven't completely met the need yet. Hayes says Birth to Five is also working on an action plan over the next few months with even more concrete ideas to improve mental and behavioral health access. And for the parents of these kids, it can't come soon enough. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 90. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Aracelia Gomez-Aldana, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Steve Mork. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.